Good morning. Welcome back to the Broadcast Retirement Network. This is BRN AM for Friday, March 15th, 2024. And our top story today, why people in their 50s and 60s are the hottest job hires for 2024. Joining me now to discuss this and a lot more, Marie Jerusalem is the CEO and founder of Rocket 50. Marie, it is great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and I'm biased. I like this topic a lot, I was telling you. People in my demographic, ages 50 to 60, they are among the hottest hires for 2024. I want to get your input on that.
Yeah. Well, as you know, I fully agree with that. I'm 62 myself, and I'd like to think that I could still go out and get a job right now if I wanted. Instead of getting a job, though, I started my own business. At 60, I founded a tech company. And so I'm really very much a believer that anybody of, well, any age, but especially 50 and 60, we have so much to offer the marketplace. It would just be a pity for people not to take advantage of that.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, you know, and we'll get into the redefinition of retirement, but, you know, people in their 50s and 60s generally would have 30 to 40 years of experience in their fields in a tight labor market where people are trying to attract workers. This could be advantageous to future employers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, by 2030, there's going to be 450 million working people in the workforce in the world. And there's not a big funnel of young people. And I guess we also know that the young people coming in are not the same either as we were when we were growing up. And so if companies really want to take advantage of expertise, wisdom, knowledge, time, motivation, they're really going to hire people over 50 and 60 because they really have the most to offer, actually.
Yeah. I mean, they're plug and play. They have the experience. They generally have the expertise. Marie, let's talk a little bit about retirement, because I think retirement kind of dovetails into this conversation because it's kind of been redefined. It's no longer sitting on the porch playing golf. People are changing careers and they're actively looking for work. What's your perspective on that?
Well, I think for the most part, the majority of people can't afford to retire anymore. So, you know, pretty much in just about every Western country, and especially in the U.S., people don't have a lot of money for retirement. So if you were like super, super smart and you managed to make a lot of money beforehand and put it away, you're all right. But I think for the most of us, we really need to work. But the crazy thing is we find ourselves in our late 50s, 60s, 65, even 70, and we realize that we're still really healthy. You know, we're not like the generation of our parents. You know, we're healthy, we're motivated, we're interested. You know, we've had a long career, like you said, 30 or 40 years. We're not ready to kind of shelve all that stuff. You know, it's great to travel for 2 or 3 years, take some time off. But research shows that most people, after 3 or 4 years of travel, they come back and they just watch TV all the time. Because, you know, you realize that you don't have a ton of money to spend and you want to conserve because you're going to live a long time. You know, we all live on average 10 or 20 years longer than we used to. And so, you know, we're just healthier people. And I would say that overall, our families, our society and our economy really needs people to stay in the workforce.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that I think that that's why retirement is not really seen the same. You know, we still call it retirement, but I'll bet you if you went out and interviewed 100 retirees, I'll bet you that 85 of them are doing something.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's more transition to something you love or something you do. You've earned that. Let me ask you another question before our commercial break. How do the demo that we're talking about, people in their 50s and 60s and into their 70s, how do they find these opportunities? So we're talking about a tight labor market. Employers are definitely looking for people that they can plug and play, have a lot of experience and expertise and can bring value to the organization right now, today. How do people in our demo find these opportunities?
There are sites out there. Well, my own company, Rocket 50, that's what we do. I mean, we provide jobs and opportunities for people to find their next gig. And, you know, we look actively for employers that are willing to hire experienced employees We don't call them older, we call them experience. But I think, if you're older and looking for a job, I think it's just really important to pay attention, to how you present yourself. It's important to not look like you're somebody out of date. It doesn't really have to do with age. It has to do with, are you up to date? Are you future forward? Are you really thinking about what you can do for a company's future and not just focusing on your past?
Yeah, really good advice. Marie, as I said, we got to pay the bills. I need to take a very quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the job opportunities available to those of us in our 50s, 60s, and beyond. You're going to want to stay tuned right here on BRN AM. Imagine a new television network that will make you richer, healthier, and in control of your financial future. This network is for the policewoman in Nashville, Tennessee, the baker in Dubuque, Iowa, the teacher in Lexington, Kentucky. We want to make the idea of savings in retirement culturally relevant. But what do you see as a defining issue of the midterms? Especially for the smaller businesses. I mean, they are the lifeblood of the American economy. Featuring exclusive interviews, current affairs, and docuseries. 33 years old, you retired early.
The philosophy is money only matters if it helps you live a life that you love.
But you got to start thinking about retirement as soon as you get in.
The Broadcast Retirement Network will drive very high engagement with premium partnerships. So this isn't retirement and savings for your parents or grandparents. This is for all Americans. And we're going to change the way you think about money. Welcome to the next frontier of retirement and savings. This is BRN, the Broadcast Retirement Network. Marie, thanks so much for staying with us. Really appreciate you hanging around for segment number two this morning.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, let's talk about, you already talked about the presentation. You got to present yourself in a real, I don't know, you don't have to be like a hipster or anything like that, but you got to present yourself in a way that an employer will find you attractive as a candidate and want to bring you in. Has the application process changed? When I was a kid growing up in my industry, the resume, now it seems more gravitating towards LinkedIn. But has the process changed for applying?
Yeah, I would say the process of applications is becoming a bit outdated. I mean, first of all, you can apply for a job, but it's going to be a machine that's going to look at it and probably screen you out. Or it's going to be a very junior person who doesn't really quite get what you have to offer. I was in HR for 30 years. I saw, a lot of resumes. What I would suggest is that you really do look at what we call rebranding yourself nowadays. And you need to make sure that your social media profile, such as LinkedIn, is really up to date. That you have a good picture there and that what you're writing in your LinkedIn profile is really reflective of what you want to do. So again, it's always about forward thinking, like what is it that you want to do and how do you package yourself to look like you're somebody who can help that company do what they need to do. And mentally, stop thinking about your age too. Like a lot of people go out and they're thinking, oh, I'm too old, I'll never get a job. But if you show up and you're, super eager and motivated, then people are going to see that. But I think the real obstacle is actually getting that interview. And so it does help to use, like I said, LinkedIn, because nowadays, headhunters and recruiters and people looking, companies looking for qualified candidates, they look on LinkedIn. It's amazing. So, and they'll also post jobs on job boards, such as Indeed or Monster, things like that. But I think it's really about, your LinkedIn profile and also your networking. I'm always talking about networking, something everybody hates to do. But don't think about it as networking. Just thinking about it as meeting someone that you can exchange some cool ideas and get some more information. But the more you're talking to people, then the more likely it is that someone will tell you about an opportunity. Most jobs are hidden. So I would say a good 75% of all jobs are actually not available online.
Yeah, and that's really important. You stay top of mind when you're having, and you can do it, you can get a cup of coffee, but you can also do it like we're doing virtually. You know, because if we live in different cities, you don't have necessarily have to travel to that city. Marie, what are some of the jobs that we should be thinking about as mature workers, experienced workers in the marketplace looking for opportunity?
Well, I think it's, you know, there's different categories of professions, but I think it's important to think about what your deep area of expertise is. You know, if you retired as a doctor or dentist, you're probably not going to go back as a doctor or dentist, but you might be thinking about the content knowledge that you do have and where is that applicable. And so in almost all professions, people have some kind of deep expertise that they have to offer. It really depends on what it is you want. I mean, a lot of people in the 50s and 60s don't want the same thing they did before. And so they want to kind of shift their offer in a way. But it's important to get clear on what it is that you do have to offer. So what are your skills, accomplishments? What do you value? What are you interested in? And you know, sort of capture that, you know, in your social media. And then look for jobs, you know, that are fitting into that. And if you don't have exactly the same expertise, again, you really need to talk to people and find out what those companies are looking for in candidates. That's really important. And so in terms of other types of jobs, I think almost every industry out there is open to candidates of all ages if they present themselves well. I recently ran a poll in one of the largest HR networks in the world, 250,000 people, and I asked them, would you hire somebody over 60 if they were a qualified candidate? I gave them a couple options. No, you would kind of, you know, put it aside, or would you contact the person if you felt they had the qualifications you were looking for? And 95% of the people, 270 people that did the poll said they would hire somebody over the age of 60, actually, if they felt that the person had presented themselves well on paper.
That's amazing. That's kind of reversing some of the, yeah, you always get the ageism question whenever you talk about someone who's mature. But it sounds like people are kind of rethinking that. Maybe they've kind of, it's a paradigm shift here in terms of thinking about mature workers. And I think that's certainly positive. And I think a lot of that is in the self-interest of the employer. I mean, if you want to attract good people, as you said, there's all this body of experienced people out there. Why not bring them in? And they could actually mentor younger students, or not students, but younger employees. Marie, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just going to say employees. But again, I did ask them if they found the person to be highly qualified for the job that they had at hand. So this is really key. Make sure that the piece of paper or the thing that somebody has in their hand when they're considering you as a candidate is really well done. And then age is not the issue.
That's a really good point. Marie, we're going to have to leave it there. Great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us. And we look forward to having you back on the program again very soon.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed it. Take care.
And that wraps up this episode of BRNAM. Have a topic of interest? Someone you think we should talk to? Drop us a line. And don't forget, for all the latest curated news and lifestyle, wellness, finance, tech, so much more all in one place, check out today's edition of our daily newsletter, The Morning Pulse. Want to search our archives? Check out our latest content? Then visit our website. We're back again tomorrow with another edition of BRN Weekly. Jane King will be joining us from the NASDAQ, and we'll be taking a look back, at our best segments for the week. Until then, I'm Jeff Snyder. Stay safe, keep on saving, and don't forget, roll with the changes. Now is your opportunity to co-create content around any topic on the First Lifestyle and Wellness Network. Reach a global audience through our platform and co-own exclusive branded content. All of our programs are available on demand and also as audio-only podcasts, so you can take us on the go. Broadcast Retirement Network, available anytime, anywhere, and on any device.